You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
It's Tuesday, August 6th, and there's a lot of dark and distressing news in the world of tech today. There's more discussion of 8chan, the platform that hosted the horrible shooter manifestos. There's stories about AT&T employees being bribed to get people access into customers' phones. Upsetting stuff. But the thing I want to talk about is actually a weird space story involving tardigrades, tiny microscopic animals that look like little bears and that can survive almost anywhere on Earth. So what happened? Why are we talking about tardigrades? Why is that a big story today? Well, so an Israeli company decided they wanted to have the first mission, the first private mission to land on the moon. If you're going to go up to the moon and you're going to put something there, what should you put there? Well, how about a library? A library that shows all the magical things that human created during our brief time on Earth. If we are wiped away and some future species goes to the moon, what should we leave them? And so, that's a pretty interesting concept. First of all, there's the question of how do you store information? Right? Storage material changes over time. Like, I literally could not play a VHS tape in my apartment right now. And VHS was the dominant form of movies, 10 or 15 years ago. So the technique that the Israeli company used was to basically engrave information tiny, tiny, tiny ways on nickel so they can be read with a high-powered microscope. They put all of Wikipedia there, they put lots of other stuff there, lots of stuff that represents the shining achievements of mankind. Then they also decided to add some other stuff to the lunar library, some human DNA, including DNA of the people running the project. I hate it when people do that, when they're like, let's leave my own DNA to be studied by future generations. And then, this is where the story gets kind of crazy, these tiny dehydrated microscopic animals called the tardigrades that look like little bears. They look crazy. Okay, fine. So they send them up in the craft, and then the craft crashes. So that means that the lunar library is out there somewhere on the moon, and so are these little dehydrated bears. They're really little. They're not like bears at all. But of course, this has led to lots of speculation from people on the internet and around the rest of the world saying, oh my God, these animals are now on the moon. They're going to evolve. They're going to come back. They're going to conquer Earth. This is the start of a science fiction movie. None of that is true, or I guess none of that is likely. It is a really bad idea to put any kind of animals on the moon. But again, these are dehydrated, so someone will have to rehydrate them. But it is probably the most interesting thing in tech. The question, who gets to decide what we put on other planets? Is it just whoever gets there first? And what if their idea is really bad? And what if it goes wrong with a crash? Anyway, there are tardigrades out there. They'll probably not do anything, but so we are. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.